This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
But we're not alone, are we, Michael?
We are not, and we love it when we get a guest
in. We do. We always do. We have the lovely Karen from Midsummer here with us. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, I got a lovely little bit of applause.
Oh, the studio audience is going wild.
Oh, yes. Now, it's almost a year now since you sort of went into the enjoyable organization Midsummer Festival is, because it's not just as January and February and all of that with the midsummer, it is also midwinter, and you began sort of at midwinter, didn't you?
I literally started just before the midwinter gala last year.
Right.
So yes, it's my 1 year anniversary to the role and my 1 year anniversary to Melbourne.
Wow.
From Adelaide, isn't it?
From Adelaide,
yes.
That's right.
Well, what's it been like?
Oh, look, it's been an amazing ride.
Yeah.
It's an amazing organisation. I love the people that are working in it, but I love the joy and commitment of all the people around it. So it has been a wonderful role to step into.
Mm.
I consider myself incredibly lucky to sort of come over and, walked into such a great role and a great festival.
What a baptism of fire, though, arriving and then it being midwinter and then knowing that in those short few months you've got to get a guide out and you've got to get a festival on.
Yeah, it was
that is
a little
ridiculous.
It was, and at the time I think I felt very much like that. It was like,
yeah.
Really? We had, because I was looking at it thinking we've only got a couple of months to get everything together.
Yeah, we met you then, obviously, Dean and everybody else, and you managed to smile.
I do remember last year's gala was a little bit crazy. Like, that was literally your first week and dealing with everything that was going on. But it was, what a great way to engage with the community head on.
It certainly was, yeah. And it's such a great night of nights, It's fun, it's laughter, it sparkles, dress up, get down. So it probably was one of the best ways to start a ride.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a midwinter, such a fun night. I've been running around each time with a camera, taking photos and seeing everyone in their glitz and glamour. So it's nice to kind of start off with everyone looking a bit fancy and having a bit of fun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's particularly in a role like this where, you're gearing up to a festival once a year. I could have walked in and spent almost 12 months just behind a desk getting ready for something. So it was nice to really start with a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this will be the fourth year for Midwinter, is that right?
It will be, yes.
And last year was at Crown.
It was at Crown.
Went very well.
It did. But we thought this year, let's do something a little different. Let's do something that, is really connected sort of to the arts and culture side of what we do with Midsummer. Something that's glamorous in a very different way.
In what way different then? What can you reveal?
We've gone to the Plaza Ballroom under the Regent Theatre.
Which, wow. if you've never been there, it is absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful, and it's beautiful in its grandeur and its celebration of old Melbourne arts and culture. And so from that sense, it's just perfect for us to walk into this rich old style venue, but that just has so much to offer for an event like ours. It's already got half the dressing there just because of what
that's
it is.
Right, yeah.
So, look, it's a perfect venue. And I've been amazed at how many people have said to me they've never been there.
Yeah. I actually haven't. So there you are.
Gorgeous.
So
and
I'm looking forward to
in that
it out.
Sense, people will come to the gala because they love it anyway. But for a lot of people, they may never have actually been into this venue, and it will give them a reason to get in there and enjoy it.
Now, what sort of entertainment have we got on the night?
Oh, well, the beauty of Midwinter is that there's array of talent. There'll be music, there'll be dancing, there'll be, always a little bit of that sort of different cabaret feel. So there'll be a whole range. There'll be roving entertainment. So everything that people have come to know and love about Midwinter will be there. Three-course meal, of course, and wonderful wine.
I'm in.
Wonderful.
Of course. course. We've got Anjali Rao, who actually came along as just a supporter last year, bought a ticket and came along and to the event as our MC. And Anjali is an award-winning journalist. In fact, has interviewed Bill Clinton, the Dalai Lama, you know, sports stars, television celebrities, and also has emceed a lot of events. So having that sort of that front person who's just really good at not just introducing all of our wonderful acts, but just knowing, you know, how to, you know, when to let people sort of relax a little bit and when to really gear everybody up, is perfect for a fundraiser. We're also
there. We go. It is a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's what everyone's got to remember about Midwinter. It's there to help raise money for the Midsummer Festival.
It is. Every single dollar goes directly towards the Midsummer Festival and particularly towards our community initiatives and
that's
our
every
artists.
Dollar that's, you know, obviously that's made from it. I mean, because...
That's right. It does still cost us to put the event on.
That's what I mean. I think, and there's an awful lot of expense in that, which we won't go to now, but it's a little obvious if you're getting that venue alone, everything else, the food, the wine, the things, everything, there's a lot of costs involved.
There are, but the beauty of it is, and I think because it's a fundraiser and people know what is actually going into, you know, where it's going.
Yep.
So, for example, we actually get the venue for free.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, you know, there's a lot of
things. Maybe I'll have an event there.
Yeah. So, you know, and that wouldn't be usual. I think that's just people kind of go, actually, it's a really good cause and we want to support and we're going to get behind it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people forget with something like Midsummer that it does cost a lot of money. It does cost a lot of money to put an event like that on. So that's why fundraisers like this are really important.
That's exactly right. You know, we're a really lean organisation. We don't throw money around because we haven't got it.
No.
But, you know, it does cost money. You know, and as well as being that, we've actually just started doing a 9-month mentorship program with 12 young early career artists. So, you know, we really are trying to, you know, put all of our dollars into developing the next generation of artists and community leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And things like Midwinter are what enable us to do that.
Exactly.
So one of the other artists we've got is Casey Donovan.
Great.
And we had a really strong connection with Indigenous, LGBTIQ Indigenous communities during Midsummer. So it's great to have Casey come along and support us.
What a voice. Incredible
voice.
Yeah.
I think people forget that at 16 she was the youngest ever winner of Australian Idol.
Yeah.
You know, and has done so many other things since then. She's an ARIA, number one ARIA winner. She wrote her autobiography. Biography. Of course, she won Celebrity. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's incredibly versatile, but also this incredibly big personality.
Absolutely.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael, Dean and Karen.
Hi.
Karen from Midsummer.
Oh, and a little bit of Kylie, man.
And a little bit of Kylie, yeah, you know. I'm going to love that one. Wheels on fire.
Member number, yeah. now, we've been nattering away about the Midwinter Gala, which is actually on the 12th of August.
It sure is.
Saturday night. And we were saying about tickets, there really isn't actually that many left.
They've just been going out the door. We haven't even done a lot of promotion.
No.
We really just went out to people who have bought before.
Yeah.
And I think that shows how popular it is. We're over 80% sold already.
Well, that has been the case every year. Let's be honest. Every year the tickets for Midwinter have gone very quickly.
And briefly, I wanted to mention that, and we don't generally go into prices and all that sort of stuff, but they've been reduced from last year.
Yeah, look, we want to make sure that people understand, whilst it is a fundraiser, it is about raising money, that we also want to make it as accessible as we can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did bring the ticket price down a little bit just to really make sure that, you know, anyone who wants to come hopefully can come.
And if you haven't been before, it's an absolutely fantastic night filled with great entertainment and it's just really wonderful.
Yeah, what we were saying about the theme.
Yes, there's been themes. So what's the theme this year?
The theme this year is passion in all forms of passion.
Ooh. I'm thinking of that soap opera Passions.
I guess then you interpret that whichever way you want.
Absolutely. You can interpret it through the performers, through what you want to wear, through the luscious food.
Well, the outfit,
there's a rose as the...
Yes, we've got our motif is a really rich, luscious red rose.
And isn't it though, the men generally, you know, wear the sort of... tuxedo, don't they? I mean, you know.
Oh, you get both. You get people who are in the black tie and the most beautiful tuxes, men and women. But you also get lots and lots of colour and sparkles and glitter.
We wouldn't want it any other way, would
we? Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, so how can people get tickets? They can just get them through the Midsummer website,
can't they? Just type in Midsummer Festival to our website and you'll see a little tile on the front page that says Midwinter. Click on that and they'll take you straight to all the details.
And we should quickly mention that the Midsummer Festival, for those people that are interested in being part of it, the registrations close soon, don't they?
They certainly do. So registrations are open again via our website at the moment and they close at the end of the month. So our program manager, Daniel's like pretty much on the phone all day, every day at the moment.
Can only
so if people can feel free to give him a call and have a bit of a chat about their ideas
Dean
as well.
And I. Poor love.
Yeah, put him in the speed dial.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. We've covered it all, haven't we?
We certainly
Good
have.
On
and
you.
I'm looking forward to seeing both of you there.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I'm working on my outfit as we speak.
Yes, it's something with bells on.
Yeah.
All right.
And glitter.
Thanks a lot.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.